video.
When I was on the phone call, the main thrust of the phone call, kind of my surprise, was the intensity of how threatened our felt personally. It seems to me, if we take a step to escalate something at this juncture, when there is nothing in the May issue like she had thought there would be, that it could bring on another onslaught that could be very emotionally traumatic. So you have to decide, you're either doing it to personally protect Aura or you're not. If it's a larger issue, then it becomes a whole, then we're talking about the broadcasting of the pro and anti-pornography and everything, and that's a separate broadcast issue. But if you're talking about her well-being and how traumatized she was and doing everything to make her feel better, I do not see how escalating the debate and the controversy could be helpful.
I have a point of information.
We're going to go to a vote.
It's a point of information. Based on what Lydia said, there was misinformation. Ara Bogata wants action to be taken.
I didn't say she didn't. I said.
We're going to go to a vote on this motion. Those in favor of the motion, raise your card.
I really need to vote for
one,
something.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11. Those opposed. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Abstention. 1, 2. The motion doesn't pass. Would you read the next voting issue?
This is a Jay Nagelson's motion about the on-air report to the limit. Which was amended by Israel and I believe by Ed. But anyway, the motion reads, they move that as KKK management is willing and ready to have an on-air report to listeners by the LSC, that such a program
The
program oversight committee works with the general manager to establish the show.
All right. If there's no further discussion, those in favor of the motion, raise your card or hands or something. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Opposed? I don't think that's opposed. I think she's just slow getting her hands out. Abstention? Okay, very good. That motion passed. Next voting.
This is the Terry Goodman's motion on board training, and I didn't get the word in that. So why don't you read it, Terry?
Because I may have handed it in, but if not, then I'll...
No.
I think I said it in between you and the chair.
It's 25,000.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
$25,000.
Whereas the PMV has budgeted $25,000 for board training in fiscal year 2005, resolved that the KPFK local station board requests that the executive director approve allocation of up to $4,000 to fund professional board training of the KPFK LSP.
There's no further discussion necessary, I presume. Those in favor signify by raising your card. Okay.
Board training.
Board training. Up to 4,000 appropriated for board training. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And David, are you voting yes? Okay. That's 15, right? Opposed? Abstention? 1, 2. Good abstention.
Thank
that
you.
next.
Okay, the next motion is the Structure Governance Advisory Committee motion presented by Lydia. And that the LSC Structure Committee be empowered to establish a working group to propose formalized written procedures for SCD conference selection by the LSC or assembly of delegates that is approved by the Structure Committee and then brought to the LSC for ratification.
There should be no further discussion of this, I believe. Those in favor signify by raising your cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Opposed? Abstentions? 1, 2, are you standing? 3. Okay, 3 abstentions. That's a passage. Now let's see. I know we have at least one.
Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Next is the motion by Rodrigo Argueta, which states that the LSC has a translation system for the Spanish-speaking audience for the LSC general meeting. It can be done with a dedicated person appointed by the LSC or by an electronic device if there are many people in the audience, and that this be analyzed by the Finance Committee. In this way, the Spanish-speaking shows can invite people to these meetings. Also, there should be on-air announcements in Spanish for all LSC meetings.
Well, I think she said that.
Yeah.
Well, no, she's the last person.
On-air announcements.
Yeah.
Well, on-air announcements. You mean on-air announcements in Spanish?
And the on-air announcements should say that translation will be provided at the meeting.
Oh, I see your point. Translation is available. Okay, there should be no further discussion. Those in favor, raise your card. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Opposed? 1. Abstention? There are no abstentions, so that passes.
Are we done?
Do we have to? Well, wait.
No.
No. You'll put the gun.
Yes. And the National Board Report. Here's the deal. Now, people, we're going to have to evaluate because we have a point to make and then two gigantic pieces of business. It may call for a special meeting of the board, because if we wait until April, we'll be far behind. There are a couple things at the national level that are very important. It may call for a special meeting of the board. So before we do that, I want to clarify that there was a tabling of the issue of listener sponsors on finance and management evaluation, and it was actually tabled until the structure, I believe, structure and governance dealt with it. I believe we'll have to assume at this hour that the Structure Governance Committee must revisit this and come back with a concrete proposal for the board, and it will not be dealt with tonight. At the present time, the process that has been published in our minutes is still in effect. You go to committee meetings, and there's a formula for participation of listener sponsors, even to the point where there's a drawing out of a hat to establish working groups.
And I forgot to pass out the form that you have to fill out. It's just the same cover sheet that you use for the LSD when you're the LSD and modify it.
Okay, now has that been approved by...
No, I'm going to pass it out and make it part of the committee.
Okay, but so that won't be passed out tonight, but it's an every meeting?
I mean, it could be.
Okay. Now, here's where we are. The two huge blocks of work we didn't get to are the committee report. Remember, finance and all of the committees. We're going to look at what time it is and see if we can take one or two of those. The other is the 30 minutes of the Pacifica National Board Directors Report. They have not made a report tonight. We also have 15 minutes of listener sponsor comments, which I will stay and hear to the last comment, but not everyone may be able to do that. So I need some direction from the board. Do we need, I'm going to take a stack of comments, do we need a special meeting before April, or can we go until April to handle these things? So I'm going to establish this. Donna, Margaret, Ed, Sherna, Raisa, Terry. And that's it. And then we'll have to decide how we move ahead. Donna.
I think on number one, committee reports from the directors. Be perfectly honest, I don't think we ever need 30 minutes for a report on a telephone on that committee meeting. Okay, there's not enough to report on. The only time we need 30 minutes is when we actually go to the PNB and we sit there and we have good stuff that we have worked on. The last conference call for the PNB was almost a complete disaster, and I don't think we can do this. Okay, that's my comment.
Okay, thank you.
I just had a comment on these committee reports. I think you should query and see who actually has the report.
Okay, Margaret.
Yes, I actually agree with Donna on what the committee should really say if they need time tonight to speak.
Okay.
From the point of view of the Management Evaluation Committee, I think there is something that we do have to bring forward tonight. I don't think it will take very long, but the board needs to be aware of it.
Okay.
So, and perhaps other committees should say, I don't know necessarily that we need to have a special meeting in between to discuss it, but I think it should be raised to them.
Okay, now, Ed, Sherna, Raisa, Terry, do you believe, you're on the stack, do you believe instead of taking further comments, we should actually go to these... Okay.
We have an agenda. The agenda was approved. We're now operating outside that agenda. That means two-thirds of the
Okay, what time is it, David?
10:23. The point of the agenda
time
where we are is the Pacific and National Board. If someone wants to amend the agenda to reduce the amount of time on that, that's in order. But a pre-point discussion about it is to reproduce...
Okay, I was just looking for board guidance because some people can't stay on and on. Okay,
I was just going to point out that we voted to establish a committee on the Flint matter, and now we have to establish a committee.
Well, that's right. That was not referred to a committee, but it has to be created, doesn't it? Right. All right. Sure enough.
I want to propose a continuation meeting for the complete this agenda. I also want to agree with Donna about the 30 minutes. It's not just a matter of report. There are national issues of which I think we need to be applied and give our director's input.
Okay.
So I am moving, I don't know if that
when we adjourn to a adjourned meeting at a date and time specified.
Okay, would you develop that so that in a moment...
He did.
Well, but what time are you thinking?
If listeners will indulge us and keep them, add that 15 minutes to that continuation meeting. Look at the agenda, that's 15 minutes.
Okay, now are people getting up to leave here because what we're going to have to do here is resolve this. Raisa, you had a comment before we make this decision.
We did almost about 3 hours in the committee discussing about how to recruit people to listen to KPFC. And I don't think, you know, in 3 minutes, 4 minutes, we could report. That's not fair.
So, okay, and the last, thank you, and the last comment is Terry.
Right. A comment by the chair left the implication that the board has decided as a special rule that listener comment will occur before votes. I want to point out that that vote was for that meeting only. On a wild motion that the agenda be approved conditionally on the structuring of that one meeting in that manner. The LSB has not adopted the special rule requiring the procedure that we've been following. So I would like to refer the issue of structuring listener comments in committees on our meetings to the structure committee, just for them to knock it around a while, because personally,
This is slightly out of order because what I was trying to do is just get some guidance from the body over how to move ahead. It is now what time? 10:30. David has brought up a legitimate point. He's pointing out that if we follow the agenda here as approved, the Pacifica National Board Directors Report comes now. Therefore, unless there's a motion to alter the agenda, we should take an abbreviated report at this time from the Pacifica National Board Directors.
I agree.
I had a motion on the floor.
No, but that is a motion when we adjourn to a specific time, right? Okay, well, the point, I'm going to just rule that in a moment when we adjourn, you are going to make a motion, prepare that. You're going to make a motion to adjourn to a special meeting.
So, an adjournment.
Okay. Oh, are you leaving now?
Yeah.
Why not take that motion?
Okay. This is not a motion to adjourn, but let's entertain, before we go to the directors, make your motion.
The motion is
when?
Well, you could say at the call of the chair. We've done that before. at a time and place to be determined and noticed by the chair.
All right, that's been moved. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. That would be approximately, if this passes, that would be approximately 2 weeks from now. Any discussion of the motion? All right, seeing none, we'll go directly to a vote.
I have the motion read by the secretary.
Okay, Israel would like to have reread the motion.
By the secretary.
I can write it down.
Senator Glock proposes a continuation of your amendment.
At the call of the chair, are you talking about?
We have a quorum now.
We still have a quorum.
Yeah. We're going to give short shrift to extremely important issues.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is, at this point, this meeting is going to disintegrate.
Yeah.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. No further discussion. Okay, the motion that
the board has proposed adjournment to this meeting to a continuation meeting to complete this agenda at the call of the chair.
Point of order.
Point of information.
All right, there's a point of information.
Is there something that anyone has which they feel must be dealt with tonight? That's my question. Any on the board that must be dealt with
tonight? Yes, there are some. There's a committee meeting and there's a director's report, both of which are extremely important.
Point of order.
Okay, all we're trying to do is to get a sense of the body's that at the end of this meeting, before it disintegrates, that we would have a special meeting in 2 weeks to finish this agenda? That's the question. If you favor...
Point of order.
That, all right, there's the point of order.
The motion as read sounds like a motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
It should read that when we adjourn, we shall adjourn.
Not my intention.
Yeah. Yeah, the intention is not to adjourn.
But the motion as read sounds like a motion to adjourn.
Now, when we adjourn.
That was not my motion.
Okay.
There's another part for this. Can
okay,
we
no,
recess?
No, this is a motion to adjourn then.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh, so it is a motion to adjourn.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The agenda at that time.
Okay.
I make a substitute motion when we adjourn.
Okay, there's a substitute motion.
Second.
To reword, and it's been seconded that the motion be when we adjourn.
Yes, it is and the rest of it is exactly the same.
And the same, but it does not call for adjournment.
Yes, so we vote on the line first.
Yes, and is there any discussion over Ed's amendment?
No,
that's all right,
not.
Those in favor signify by raising your card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, Margaret, Ed made an amendment to her motion to, instead of adjourning, it's when we adjourn, so that it doesn't adjourn the meeting. All right, let's vote again. Those in favor of that, signify by raising your card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, 9. Those opposed? Okay. Now, Jan, you're voting. Okay, opposed. 1, 2, 3. Okay, abstention. Okay, it's passed. So the motion now is when we adjourn, we would adjourn to a special meeting. All right, is there any further discussion, or can we go to... Yes, Kimberly.
Do we really have to have another meeting? Can't we just wait, 4 weeks till the next meeting? Is it really something...
Yeah, well, you would vote against it then. If it fails, that's why we're going to have a vote to see what the body wants.
Yeah, well, I'm speaking in favor of not having an extra meeting, waiting for a month until the next meeting.
Okay.
I have the same question. What is the merit? What are the agenda items that call for a special meeting so that we know what we're voting on? I mean, the other thing I want to say is that we did, work to make a meeting schedule. Some of us are very pressed. Like,
that's right.
This is the kind of thing that's a disincentive people to serve on this board.
That's right.
Because then if you're absent a certain number of times, you're censured and all kinds of things come into play when you're setting up a special meeting. I'm against it.
Okay. Then you should vote against this and David.
Yeah, but what is it? Why do you need it?
The Board of Information met and we have a motion that we think...
I can't hear what David is saying.
The Finance Committee met and we have a motion that we think is very important to get the LSP support on to bring to the National Board. So whenever we get to deal with this body, I would support you.
Exactly. That is an illustration of what...
Well, let's go. Let's vote. Come on.
Okay. Those in favor of this motion as amended, raise your card.
No. That was on amending Turner's motion.
That was the amendment.
Motion to substitute. Right. The motion is to have a special meeting in about 2 weeks. If you vote yes, you're in favor of that. If you oppose that, you're voting no. Those in favor of that motion signify by raising your card. 1, 2. Those opposed. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Cards down. Abstaining. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. The motion fails. All right. Then let's return to the agenda. What is this?
Okay.
Okay. There's a motion to adjourn. Is that seconded?
Point of information.
All right. Here's the point of information.
Which I made before, wasn't fully answered. Margaret made it again. What specifically are the urgent issues that we need to deal with in the end and when?
Okay. All right.
Otherwise, we're talking just irrelevant.
All right. If you look Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at the committee report, first of all, there's going to be a PND meeting in New York at the 1st of April.
Conference in 4 days.
Yeah. So there are pressing, I can't go into details, but there are pressing issues that will be taken up by the PNB. And so we will not have input or get direction report. Then if you look at the committee report, we know finance has a committee report that they wanted action on. Outreach met. And I believe you have a motion, don't you?
Arturo
has a motion. Should we go through all of these?
No, come on, we know.
Yeah, I think we know.
Please,
so
please.
It's committee report and it's PNB, Israel. I mean, without getting too specific. So, at this point, around 10:30.
Motion to adjourn.
All right. Okay. I'm going to ask David to just briefly report.
There was a motion to adjourn.
Oh, there is a motion.
Yeah.
There's a motion to adjourn. It wasn't seconded. It was seconded. So it moved and seconded. Those in favor of adjourning, raise your card. 1, 2. Those opposed, raise your card. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, abstention. Okay. The motion to adjourn failed. All right. The chair recognizes David for PNB comments.
I'll make it real quick. I'll bring up two things. One, we have some traffic on the list about going to the national board and getting a motion on the question of authorities of local boards vis-a-vis program policy and the formation of program council. I convene the National Governance Committee this evening and put that on the agenda with the goal of having a work group form that would come up with a proposal. A number of people had to leave the call. Just having a work group, there was opposition to the idea that the governance committee would consider the question. There were some people saying that should go to the programming committee. I argued that no, the question of governance power of the board, appropriate for the governance committee. I suspect the full complement of the committee members would pass doing that, but it was notable that essentially all the staff members on the governance committee opposed the idea that the board and the committee would establish something that described the powers of the LSB vis-a-vis. Not deciding what those powers were, just that we would clarify. So it was quite a remarkable experience. The other thing is the finance committee, we're still involved in working on issues of getting finance information. We'll be meeting with the managers on Monday to further discuss an appropriate way to do that. There continue to be issues around the budget, some of which are referred to in the station finance committee report, so I'll just refer those comments. So then, suffice to say, we're still working, I believe, at the national level. We're still struggling because I think there's a divergence of opinion about whether the governing board should have functioning oversight in all these various areas. I think it's a real split in the world, and we need the support of this board in that struggle. The last thing I want to say is reflected in the agenda for the upcoming telephone conference meeting, in which we literally have 5 minutes for committee report, and we have an hour, something like less than 2 hours total time for the agenda, an executive session with 4 items, 5 minutes allotted to each, and I think it reflects, and I'm very disappointed that the agenda was formed that way, and I am hearing more and more just an unwillingness to let the governing board exert governing powers and the structure. So unless this, I think it's one of the most functional boards in the network, and unless it starts asserting itself, and also both on committees and in communications with other boards, I really think that we will go back to the period when the governance structure would just be useful to manage. I think we're headed that way now, very upset, very disturbed. And the performance tonight and the number of absent chairs is similarly discouraging. What is the title? My report.
Okay, now, you need the support of this board specifically over what issue?
Well, at this point, I would like, for the upcoming meeting, I would like specific support that the governance committee develop a explicit policy that describes the authority of local boards over issues of program policy and the formation of program councils and their authority. The second issue comes out of the finance committee, and I'll let Casey talk about that.
Casey.
Wait, don't we get to talk to our... Oh, we're going to take all the reports and then do Q&A?
I just want her to raise the question.
Okay, okay. Sorry.
So you want me to put the finance committee report down?
Yeah. They're kind of linked, aren't they?
Yes, I guess they are. I won't go through it in detail because of the time, but I hope to take the time to read some of this. We are on the national finance committee facing what I consider to be a real crisis with regard to management being willing to even let us see specific documents. Five simple reports are not being provided, and we found that the folks that are provided are not correct. There are great discrepancies with regard to the budget that was approved by the PNB, and that was being used by the National Office. So in other words, the National Office is not operating off of the budget for finance that the PNB approved. What we are asking, as you will see in the report, is that, as Amish said, that the LSB provide support for us to open the PNB specific request. It's easier for us to kind of talk to the committee and talk to the PNB and say we have the entire LSB support behind us. You will see that there are specific issues with regard to local finance and if I want to take the time to speak to them, but the secretary has a motion to help you to
yeah, I guess it was very short. I want to say that there was with the working group of the finance committee that got together with the CFO. The CFO is reporting an adjusted budget when he's publishing the income statement. The comparison of the actual amount to the budgeted amount, the budgeted amount column has been altered relative to the budget that the board had passed. The CFO told us that was on the basis of there having been several motions by the board to make certain adjustments, but I'm not clear exactly where those adjustments were. The working group has agreed with the CFO on the procedure for reporting. There is another item, ultimately, which is the small structure of our financial reporting does not match the way the station tracks finances. So it's very difficult to go from station records of what's happening to money to look at the income statement and figure out how those things jive. But that's a longer term question.
Well, Terry, do you have something to propose?
Yeah, if you've decided that director's reports are over and we're now at the end of the finance committee report.
No.
Okay.
Donna is also a director, and Julie is not here, so.
Okay, because I wish to respond to the finance committee report.
Okay.
What was that?
Well, he's saying that the director's report should finish up before we go to Terry.
Do you
have anything to add to the other director's report?
No, but I want to make a motion.
Well, maybe I
can't make a motion, but this is just common sense. We've got a director who's on the finance committee, and he's working with a very capable treasurer. They can come out with a conclusion. It should be straightforward, and we, with the consent of the board, can go forward with those recommendations.
Okay, so is that where you come in, Terry?
Yes.
Okay, Terry.
Yes.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, I mean, do we get, does this mean that the director's report is not over? Or?
Well, let me just add two things. David's always so thorough.
Oh, wait a minute, you're a director.
Yeah, she's a director.
Sorry.
I think you called the part of it, so I don't know if you actually added this part, but I'm also on the affiliate task force of the PNB, and I want to report that we've got, I believe, three new affiliates and two more that have signed up. Did you talk at all about the efforts we're doing on RFPI? I'll just make a two-liner thing, but there's also I'm also part of the Pastor Dave and I are on this one together to do a joint venture with two shortwave radio stations, one that would be more international, one that would be based here in the United States. So what is exciting about this is that we really are starting to sort of spread out more and more with Pacifica.
Those stations that already exist, you're referring to, the shortwave stations?
They exist, and then they got into some trouble. And so now we're working with them. Yeah, Radio for Peace International.
Radio for Peace International is no longer on the air, and what's being contemplated is establishing an operation in Costa Rica and another in the U.S., and both would have global reach.
Who would own it?
Right. Well, that's part of the negotiations. That we can't get into yet, because that's, you know, because we're...
But who owns that one of both their stations?
It's a non-profit organization.
So?
They're a non-profit. Pacific's a non-profit. We're talking about various ways to joint venture.
Okay. Are you finished? Did you finish?
I could be finished. I could be finished. I think that's what it goes.
No, I want to get to Terry. I want to get to Terry because I think he has something concrete that we can...
There's one other item in this report, which is in New York, they voted to suspend the member for 6 months.
Yeah.
And one of the other things... One of the things that came up in the governance committee was a suggestion that I initiated, that we have a procedure defined that says, well, you can suspend somebody for up to 2 meetings, essentially, one plus the next one. But if you suspend them long-term, you have to follow a procedure similar to long-term removal procedures that you were experiencing. I suspect that issues of conflagration around the network are going to overly occupy the board and interfere with its ability to do long-term planning and establish appropriate governance structures.
I have a couple of questions for David.
Okay, go ahead, Sonali, and then we'll go to Terry.
Okay. I just have two quick questions. What is the status of the executive director's review and evaluation and performance objectives? Is there the personnel committee actually keeping track of that? And the second question is, was the national board informed of this purple state strategy thing that Dan Coughlin has initiated? I just got a letter in the mail today saying Pacifica, well, something about purple strategy and something about red states, blue states, and purple counties. I don't know. But it's to raise money, and it's like this new initiative that Pacifica has come up with, and I'm like, wow, I wonder if our PNB knows about this.
And there's like a million-piece mailer they're putting out.
Right, and they're asking for $1 million. You don't know about this?
There's no policy in existence that would suggest the executive director would have to involve the national board in that process, nor has the chair nor the acting chair, Julie Rodriguez, convened the coordinating committee, which is the committee through which such information would be provided and disseminated. The personnel committee that was formed to further implement the recommendations last year that were adopted around the job description, performance objective, and monitoring procedures. I do not believe that has met either, although I could be in error about that.
I couldn't have noted him. Okay, now the chair recognizes Terry Goodman, and let's see if there's something here we can actually do to support the directors.
Yes, the distributed report of the Finance Committee failed to include specific resolutions for the board to accept or reject. So during the beginning of the meeting, I went through that report and recrafted it into resolutions, which are now individual resolutions that will require a second. But I've worked with Casey during the meeting to try to do my best to give the sense of the Finance Committee's recommendations in this very long resolution. And the numbers of which correspond to the Finance Committee report, if people want to check. Resolved that the KPFK Local Station Board supports development by the PNB Finance Committee of policies mandating, one, that billbacks from the Pacifica National Office to Pacifica operating units shall include detailed descriptions of costs and supporting documentation, including but not limited to receipts, invoices, contracts, financial statements, or other items as appropriate. Two, that the National Office shall send to each LSB Finance Committee by April 15, 2005,
Copies of any CPD funding award letters and other station-specific grant notifications related to fiscal years 2004 through 2006 currently in its possession, and shall send copies of such notifications received in the future to each corresponding LSC Finance Committee within 2 weeks of receipt. 3, that the National Office shall assist local stations in obtaining credit cards as soon as possible, secured if necessary, so that station managers and foundation officers need not use their personal credit for foundation business. 4, that the National Finance Committee work with the National Office to restructure the 2005-2006 budgets for increased transparency, more workability, and greater correspondence in line items to information and other reports. 5, that the National Office should be operating according to the budget approved by the Pacifica National Board.
Outrageous.
6, that the National Finance Committee develop a process to be approved by the PNB regarding the accounting, release, and use of surplus funds raised by stations in excess of goals.
I second.
Yes. Now, can that be dealt with the package, or do they have to be?
Yeah.
If there's no motion to divide, it's a package.
Yeah, that's right.
Move the question.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded.
Can we
any discussion?
I think we should go.
Yeah. Okay. With not saying any discussion. I'm sorry.
We're allowed to continue discussion.
Yeah, it may require majority.
There's no question. We have a quorum. Yeah. Okay. Those in favor. Yes.
I'd like to ask specifically Dave and Casey if this makes sense to deal with this complicated issue in this manner.
If it didn't, they would have spoken up.
They're very enthusiastic about this. Seeing no further discussion, I'm talking about board members, one moment. Seeing no further discussion, those in favor of the motion, raise your cards or hands. Yeah, I heard 1, 2, 3.
I don't think they'll mind.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Opposed?
Yay!
0. Abstentions? Okay, I think listener sponsors know this is in our best interest to get these people under control at the national level. And I'm going to stay here for listener comments.
All right.
But I think it's really important that before these people leave, that we break the quorum, that we pass that.
What's the outcome?
Okay.
Management evaluation.
Yes. Okay. Now, long as we have quorum, I'm going to declare that agenda item is now closed, and we go to committee reports, and we'll take them in the order that they're listed here. If you don't have something pressing, say so. Management evaluation. Go ahead.
Yes, the pressing thing for, now I won't go into the entire report. People should know that we are requesting, we've requested of Dave, sent a request in writing for Dave's request of the National Office, the most recent job description of the General Manager, and also the recommendation with the timeline that came from the last evaluation of the General Manager. That is the process that we understand. We go to Dave because he sits on the committee that makes that request, and day one we say that committee isn't meeting because we have a timeline on it of when we need that information back. And you go ahead and make that request because the committee feels that we can, in good faith, continue to do our work without having that information. Thing number one. I won't go into the rest of the report except to say that given the report from the structure of committee, it is a bit alarming about the fact that the 04 evaluation was not done. Now, an 04 evaluation form was developed It was sent around, Sonali, I think, sent it around a few times.
Yep.
That work has been done.
No.
That means that the 04 board then was not as compliant with the bylaws, which could cause us some problems down the road if anybody wants to take us there, and you never know. So one thing that the board will have to consider is whether we go ahead with the 04 evaluation using the form that was already worked on and developed, and at least have the LSB fill in that evaluation form even as we go through the process of the other entities that we also want to fill in the form. But at least if we could get the LSB to use that form and fill in that evaluation, it would be a measure bringing us into compliance for the 04 evaluation. So that was something that came out of from the structure committee and their concerns about the board not being in compliance. So
okay, are you going to bring such a proposal to the April
meeting? We could, but also to say that because time is of the essence, it is something that we're going to have to move on very, very quickly because 04 is over, and that evaluation form will have to be filled out by the 04 board members. Okay, it's an 04 evaluation. Now the 05 evaluation, hang on, this is my understanding. If people have other information, they should say what the information is. My understanding is that the bylaws, according to the bylaws, to be in compliance with the bylaws, we needed an 04 evaluation, we needed an 05 evaluation. Right now we are not compliant with the bylaws. But there's a solution because we have a document that we all worked on and that we can use. Okay? We also wanted to see with the 05 evaluation in a timely manner, putting deadlines and everything. We haven't even begun to look at the PD evaluation, and of course we're not even applying for the PD evaluation either. But at least if we could begin to be in compliance with the 04 evaluation for the GM, we can move forward in a swift manner with the GM evaluation for 05 at least 04, and then move on to the PD evaluation. So it's a bit of a quandary, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to say to raise it to the board. If it is the wish of the board, we can bring a concrete proposal to the board on the 04 evaluation, but I'd like to remind the board that a motion was brought to this board. I think Sonali raised it on the 04 evaluation a few times, and it just was never dealt with. Okay, so there we go.
It was on the agenda. It was tabled. I believe because the forms were not available for that meeting.
That was last
meeting. Now, they were not sent out. I attached a Word attachment to the minutes that I emailed you all that had that GM evaluation form. It's an excellent form. I think it should be approved. It should definitely come up. It should have been on this agenda for approval. But it's a very good form, and you should take a look at it and where it is in the minutes.
Yeah, and actually at the last meeting, we simply tabled it to this meeting because we didn't have the document.
And the reason why it wasn't brought up at this meeting was because the Management Evaluation Committee met once before this meeting, and suddenly there was talk of changing that form and improving it, and so it was like, great, you know, so it just never...
Just a point of clarification, the Management Evaluation, we were proceeding with an 05 discussion without the 04 issue having been completed, but of course the 04 issue also involves the 04 board members.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping that committee, and I believe that this time we moved old business up to the top, and that extent that something was going to be left behind, and this was a little bit left behind. But at the next meeting, I think the agenda has to kind of emphasize committee reports fairly early.
How should we address this issue?
Oh, I'm sorry?
We really need bring advice and suggestions from the board on how we're...
Okay, let's do that now. And I'm going to actually recognize Ed, Terry, Donna, and Jan. Go ahead, Ed.
Is this something that each individual member should be throwing out?
Well, if they come in with that...
Okay, well then we should just make that a condition depending on the next meeting.
Okay, so he's saying, I mean, and some of us are saying, yes, at the April meeting, you should come in with a concrete proposal of how to do it.
No, we should come in. We should come in having looked at that.
Okay.
Things are great.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask,
no,
have enough of us read the evaluation form that...
I say they haven't. Obviously, they haven't. There's no reason to ask. People haven't. Everyone was puzzled. Now we know we have it, we know where it is, and we should fill it out and bring it to the next meeting.
I agree with that.
Okay, so let's do it.
Okay, would that be for 04 or 05?
That's
04.
Now, that means... Sorry.
Yeah,
point of order.
I had a stack, so let's go through that stack. Who was second? I think it was Terry.
If it is in order in the context of the Management Evaluation Committee report, I move that we take up from the table Sonali's motion on acceptance of the Management Evaluation Review Form.
From way back?
Yes. The motion that was tabled.
Yes.
To accept that form as the basis for the management evaluation.
Okay. This would help facilitate what we're doing. Jen?
I second that, and I would say
Donna,
go ahead.
I think
I want to address the whole core evaluation. It's been brought out that we did not review O2 or O3 and now O4. I think we should consider those years half, mid, completed, and realize that there is a process. First thing you got to do is approve the form. Once you approve the form, then you have to do the other things that are needed, like timeline and all that other kind of stuff. So we should be, if the new committee, the Management Evaluation Committee, is willing to accept that form as their own, then this is when we should go forward. Because I don't think it's feasible that we can go back to old LSC members and ask them to fill it out.
Okay, so the motion, Terry's motion is simply to take that form off the table. Okay, Sonali.
Okay, I don't know, Jan, what you're talking about when you say the form has revised. Since the time it was presented till now, it has not been revised.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so it is as is. There was some talk at our meeting for the O5 to perhaps break it up into smaller forms, et cetera, but if we're going to try to use the same form, it's the same form. Rather, in addition to issues of time period and who fills it out, the most important question is who collects the evaluations once they've been filled out and who does what with them. That was a part that was never figured out, and I had in my mind this whole sort of complex but hopefully protective policy of confidentiality protection, analysis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, assigning numbers to the forms that would then be connected to names of people to fill them out. I mean, that's a complicated thing, right? I'm the last person to want to postpone this. I've been waiting for this evaluation to happen for a long time. It needs to happen. So I definitely want to help make the 2004 evaluation happen, and I think it's really, really important. And I think maybe one thing the Management Evaluation Committee might be able to do for the next meeting is bring you guys a concrete proposal for a process.
Yes.
To use it in 04, and maybe tonight we can approve the document for 04. But in the next meeting, maybe we can bring a process.
Okay, Israel.
Yeah, it's distressing that so late in the evening of the meeting,
well, of course.
The board on these important issues about the national, which without understanding them. Now here's something else. So I hate to say this, like Somali, I wanted to deal with this months ago. But this is a hell of a way to deal with these kinds of issues. And
well,
I'm going
to make a motion
to adjourn.
You want us to stop doing this? Then make a motion to adjourn.
I have a question on the
Okay, Margaret is next.
Just to clear up a few things on the quandary that we're facing right now. Obviously, a process in terms of all of the entities, in terms of staff, unpaid staff, paid staff, et cetera, needs to be discussed. What I was proposing, just hoping to bring us closer to compliance, is that we agree on this form for the O4 evaluation, because we can't impose then this same form on the O5 group that's meeting right now. That we approve this form for the O5 evaluation, that at least the LSB members, once it is approved, begin to fill this evaluation form out. Now, it would be good to entertain some suggestion that if, as Ed says, we can fill in the evaluation form and bring it, if, let's say, we can then give those forms to the chair of the board, as we put in a safe place or whatever, as it is then discussed, the analysis of the evaluation and the rest of the process of the evaluation. The reason for that is not to bum rush anything, but just to say that we are not in compliance. And there are some people who have been involved in trying to take over the whole of Pacifica or whatever, who are glad, who are looking for this board not to be in compliance and make some legal issue out of it. This is a way, a measure of, some measure of protection, but still allowing us the time to develop the process that you just discuss as the who and the why and the wherefore. But we already got a document.
Okay.
A lot of work was put into it.
Okay.
So let's move forward and try to legally protect ourselves in the meanwhile.
Okay. Now, just so we understand, the only motion before us is to take that document off the table and to use it. The motion doesn't go into timeline and process and so on for using it. But maybe if the listener sponsors, let me ask listener sponsors, do you believe it would be possible for the board to vote simply to take this document off the table and to use it? It's an evaluation document for the general manager. And the reason I'm asking this is I'm not sure you have seen it anyway. I don't think you've had a chance to review it. Therefore, oh, you have. So, yeah, okay, so I think listener sponsors, yeah, so I think before we go to a vote, before we go to a vote, are there listener sponsors who have a comment about this issue especially so we can go to a vote?
Yes.